What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Welcome back.
How's everybody doing?
To another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? A bi-weekly podcast that you can find on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, wherever you can find podcasts, you can find
us. Look us up, please.
My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel. Tell them who you are, baby.
I am Marcus Tanksley, husband.
Thank you. Amen.
Of That Chick Angel.
Uh-huh.
You don't never say I'm your husband?
Because I have to have you be introduced first, boo. Like, and then we can talk
introduce
about...
Introduce me proper.
Okay. Well, when I say babe, I would hope they would know there was some
They don't
sort
know our relationship.
Okay. Well, this is my husband.
I call everybody babe.
This is my sexy... Yeah, you call too many people babe. This is my sexy husband of 12 years and also my co-host.
Is it 12?
Yes.
Yeah, it's 12.
We got married in what?
We both messed that up.
July 14th of 2007. But anywho, this podcast, if this is your first time listening, first of all, thank you. But this podcast is a podcast where we talk about whatever is on our mind, whether it be relationships, love, sex.
Your mama.
Why would you say your mama after sex?
Oh, yeah, it's awful. I wasn't listening. That's awful.
Politics, pop culture. We also take audience suggestions. So
absolutely,
if you are watching us on YouTube, because this is also a visual podcast, you can leave us comments there. You can hit me up on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter at That Chick Angel. And where can they find you, boo boo?
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Saint on the Gram. You can find me on, well, you can go to my Facebook page. Ain't nothing on it yet.
Mm-mm.
What?
Yeah, there ain't nothing on there yet.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
That is Marcus Saint on the Book.
There you go.
Because I ain't right now.
He's definitely not on the book.
I gotta start. Can I do the automatic where those posts?
I've got to change you over to a business.
See, my administrator ain't doing it right, y'all. I might need a new administrator because she's supposed to be setting it up for me.
I just haven't gotten my paycheck, and so it doesn't motivate me the way it should.
Well, it's on hold until you uphold your obligations. But yeah, so that's where I'm at, and y'all can find me. Yeah. There, y'all can find my man shit.
There you go. You better
my
plug
beard.
It.
Yeah, I got to put that plug in there. That's my beard and body butter.
Mm-hmm.
It's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. That's, it has an Instagram account as well at Get Man Shit. And
yeah,
you can go to the website at manshit.com. Again, that's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T.com.
Yep.
And so, yeah, and y'all can find me here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, here comes the next section of this podcast. And all of you all gave us such good suggestions. We still have not figured out which one we're going to go with. Was there one that stood out to you more than another, Marcus? No,
there was a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
But I can't pick one that like stood out like apart from the rest. No.
No, there was one that was really good. And I can't remember. It was at the top of my head. It was like... It was twofold.
Birds
it was like,
and bees, good and bad.
I did like birds and bees, but there was another one that I really liked. But
it
by
was,
the
it
next,
was Casey Park. Appreciate that suggestion.
By the next podcast, I will know what this section is going to be called because I hate grinding my gears. I hate hearing people.
We
say
We heard that. Who was it on? It was a show we was watching.
And you know what really grinds my gears?
Yeah, grinds my. And I don't know. Yeah, it was like stuck in our head, and we just started using it. And couldn't get away from it.
I hate it. But no, there is somebody, and I'll find it before the end of the before the end of this podcast, and I'll tell you what it is. But this is a section where we tell you all what we're hating and what we are loving this week or in the past 2 weeks. So we'll start off with what we're hating. And for those of you all who follow me on Instagram, you might already know what pissed me off this week. And that was our experience during our date night last night.
Yeah.
The reason why
Saturday
I'm drinking
night.
Some rosé right now. We were sitting there minding our own business, being good patrons, sitting at the bar, and someone started throwing food at us out of nowhere. And it was doing it in a very elementary way.
Yeah.
Meaning throwing it and then hiding their hand.
Yeah, because I feel something hit my hat. I had on a hat. I feel something hit my hat, and I'm looking like, something just hit, so I'm like looking up. Do they have a leak or something? Then I like take my head off and look. I'm like, it's like residue or something.
Right.
I'm like, all right, whatever. Probably could have been an accident. Didn't really pay no mind. And then the second time.
That's when you know.
Yeah.
That's when you know. The second time it hit me. And I was like, no, no, no. And it hit me too hard for it to be like, oh, that was an accident. So we
jump up from the bar. Hot. We were sitting at the bar. We was waiting on a table. And then we had great seats at the bar. I was like, we'll just stay here. So we jump up. We about to interrogate everybody behind us. Families. It didn't matter who.
Everybody was going to get it.
I'm like, I'm loud. Angel's loud. And I'm like,
right.
In so many words, who is throwing food? Speak up right now.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
And luckily, two women finally got caught my eye. And they were like, it's that dude back there in the yellow jacket. So, like, you know, we're confronting him. Management comes over. Long story short, they
I'm close to flipping their table. Like, but only reason they didn't get it because I had no proof. I didn't see this dude throw it. For all I know, it could have been the girls because he was denying it. He cowered it down really quick. He's like shrunk down inside his jacket. No, no, it wasn't us. And anyway, go ahead, Angel.
Yeah, long story short, they asked them to leave. It took them forever to leave because they had to pay their check. And the restaurant comped all of our stuff. So we left without spending any money. But I'm still going to write a very long a long email to corporate office because I did feel like it took way too long for them to escort
them out. They were way too cordial to them. Mm-hmm. Like it was, they were there for like another 20 minutes and like the guy's like giving people high fives and pounds on his way out.
Yeah. He was like,
people of the staff.
He didn't get in trouble. And I feel like had it been some black folk, the police would have been called because we wouldn't have been moving fast enough. Someone
would have felt threatened, I'm sure.
And I wish I would have been Barbecue Becky at the time. I wish I would have called the police and just played the victim real hard. But we were very amicable. They were just like, we are so sorry. We're like, it's good. It's all good. We're straight. Yada, yada, yada. And I should have really just intensified and played the victim to the... I feel so unsafe right now. I feel threatened. I do not feel comfortable being. I should have did all of that, but instead I acted like I had some sense and some education. And I was just like, because at the end of the day, like truly, if he wanted some, he could have got some. We had a couple of hands for free. You know what I'm saying?
They outnumbered us, and I made them that offer many, many times. Hey, there's a nice, wonderful parking lot.
And
I would love to meet you in it.
Scuffle. I mean,
please, sir, let me escort you out.
Right, right. And I'm a coming. So that's what pissed me off this week. Did you have a different thing or is yours also the same?
I wasn't as pissed as you.
Yeah, I was hot.
Yeah, no, Angel was hot. I wasn't as mad as her.
I was hot about the restaurant just not moving fast.
Yeah, that was really annoying. But me is just like, cowards. Don't be a coward.
Yeah. They were like, no, we didn't do it. No.
But what's making you happy? Let's get off of it.
What's making me happy?
Because everything was great before that and after.
Let me give y'all this praise report. Amen. I'm going to give you all a praise report. Amen. At the end of last week, I was so busy there was one day I didn't like that I was busy, but there was another day that I was busy and it was fantastic because one, I booked a recurring guest star on a show that I cannot name right now because they said specifically in my contract that I couldn't say anything about it
on social media.
But it's really great. And once I know when it's airing, y'all know I'll let y'all know on the podcast, on the vlog, on Instagram, everywhere. You all will know that it's airing. And then also the Lord just made it work out that I was able to also do the Kelly Clarkson show. And I had a really nice segment with her. And it was dealing with a video that is up on my YouTube channel. So that was really, really good like publicity for me. That hasn't aired yet. And I'm going to assume that it will have already aired by the time you all hear this podcast because usually they get their stuff up really quickly. So that was great. And Kelly just thought I was so funny. She was just like, oh my God, you're hilarious. And technically, I should not have been able to make it there in time, but I was able to make it there in time. My mom was able to come and it was just a really good experience. So the fact that things are, and I'm not going to say which show, but y'all will be able to guess by what I'm saying. A certain sketch show, the production company reached out to my representation and would like for me to submit some writing samples for their next season. I think you all can guess which show I'm talking about.
But we've done fired off like 8 sketches.
Yes, like, I've come up with a couple ideas. I'm going to write a couple and send them to them. So, I mean, fingers crossed, prayers up. I might be in the writer's room this next season and possibly, I mean, I would love to be in front of the camera as well. But the fact that a company, the head of the company, first of all, the head of the production company, they produce a lot of shows. They did Chris Rock's last comedy special. They've done a lot of stuff.
Telling y'all stuff I didn't know.
Oh yeah, because I had to look them up. I was like, who are these people? Because other people were like, oh, are you sending it to this person or this person? I said, no, I'm supposed to be sending it to this person. Yeah. When I found out, oh, this is the head of production, the president of the production company, somehow heard about me and wants me to send writing stuff. Like, get out of here, the Lord. So I'm really super excited that I am not only known for being funny, but I'm also known for creating funny sketches to the point that they would even want to, because they put in the thing there, it's a limited invitation only request. So they're not asking a bunch of people.
That's dope.
Asking a limited true amount blessing of people to submit something. So, amen. All right, what's got you feeling good? Sorry, I just babbled, but the Lord is one's not good. Go ahead.
That, I mean, seeing you go through these, you know, hills and valleys in your career, it's like I'm happy to see things working out for you.
Thank you, baby.
Especially like you being recognized. I ain't gonna say finally, because a lot of people recognize and respect your talent, but people actually reaching out and seeking out for it that don't know you or haven't met you, which is dope. That means like word is getting out.
Yes.
Yeah, because as y'all know, Angel's a beast when it comes to this. Aww, like everybody around her knows that. And when things don't go in her favor, everybody's confused. Like, what? And projects usually fail after that. But I mean, they do.
They come to an end sooner than what people were hoping. But, oh, thank you. I'm so glad that that's. Yes, I did figure out the two that I liked real quick, and I think I know which one is going to be. I like In My Feelings. I love that as a title, because truly it goes either way.
You say it a lot too.
Yeah,
so and so's in their feelings.
Yeah, they're in their feelings. And then I just I thought it was cute. What's raising your brow or making you smile? I like that. Yeah. So we'll let you know what the segment is going to be officially called.
And who suggested those?
So Raising My Brow, Making You Smile was suggested by S King 3225.
Appreciate that. What's your long ass name?
And Coco Cookie Colette. There we go. She's the one who
appreciate that.
Suggested In My Feelings. Okay, so I now remember what the podcast topic was going to be. Before we started, we were like, you got a topic?
I had a strong idea. I don't know what happened to it.
So it actually stems off of the In My Feelings segment that we just finished. Fights. Couple fights. Now, I don't. For those of y'all who have been following us for a long time, you would not have been surprised that, Marcus and Angel almost got in a fight, because this is a tradition.
Yeah, it's never like, Angel was about to fight some people, or Marcus about to fight. Marcus and Angel
were about to fight some people.
And, as it should be.
And it was so funny. I told my friend that what she said I'm going to put on stage. My girlfriend was like, it's so romantic. But for those of you all who are new to us, I was like, you know what? Let's go over our history of couple fights.
And almost fights.
Almost fights. Because we actually.
People usually back down.
Yeah, I think because they look at us like, are we crazy?
Oh, yeah, they about that line. They found each other for a reason.
So.
Like, that's what they.
Right, right. So here's the thing. It's actually, I've known Marcus for a very long time. And I know when it comes to me, he has a short fuse. Not dealing with me, but with other people dealing with me. He does not like really have any patience for any disrespect towards me or his children.
Yeah. I feel or his mom. Any man I think it's any man.
Your fuse is, no, no.
Cause when it, some when it dudes, comes to their families.
Yes, but the way they handle it can be very different than the way you will handle it. Like, some dudes will literally want to, like, let's discuss why this is happening. Yeah. You have very short tolerance for the conversation. Yeah, because
anybody you're dealing with, you know they have a family, hopefully. And you should approach the situation as such.
Well,
like, when I have, like, women that make me mad in traffic and stuff, I realize that she got a family. She got a husband. She got a son. Whoever. They care about her. So I ain't going to get as aggressive as I want to.
Okay.
You know?
Well, so when me and Marcus, I'm going to take y'all all the way back. When me and Marcus first started dating, I had brought him out here. No. First,
I'm like, wait, which incident?
No. I'm going to start with this other incident.
Oh,
I had taken him to an amusement park. And for his like first trip out here, I was
don't whining. Be trying to make me seem crazy.
I was whining and dining him. What's so funny her is that same shut up. That same trip, we went to the restaurant that the incident happened at last night. The same chain, but anyways, there was a radio station that was at the amusement park, and we were passing in front of like the radio station, and I hear the like disc jockey say something about my butt as we're walking by. And yeah, I was like, what? And Marcus is like, what just happened? And then Marcus is like, wait a minute, was he talking about you? And I was like, no, he wasn't. Cause I could already see he had went from
this food. Cause it was a good time. Like, oh yeah, let's go down here and ride this rug. Switch.
Oh, right.
My headlight switch said, clack.
Like, I saw how in the matter of seconds, he went from being oblivious to a level like 100. And I was like, oh, no, because I was like, I don't want.
Yeah, I was at 9.5.
Yeah, this was his first time ever flying on a plane. First time in California. I didn't want to be like, OK, so we in jail. Your first trip out.
Yeah, because it would have been his amps and speakers. All
right.
Of that.
Right. And Marcus was like, he was like, are you telling me the truth? Was he? I said, no, he wasn't talking about me. Like, I straight faced that thing because I was like, oh, no, this is
she
not
happening.
She kept
that lie going strong. And I'm like, well, let me go ask who he was talking about. I'm trying my best to get back to where he was.
So that was my first glimpse of, oh, this man, like they say, will risk it all. I was like, okay, so I.
It was just disrespectful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was. It was very. I completely agree with you 100%. But especially it was early on in our relationship. So this was something that I had to learn from you. And this is something that I tell my, this conversation is going to go a couple of different ways, but I think this is going to be a good podcast. But this is something that I have to tell my like single girlfriends when they hang around us. And I'm like, do not put yourself purposefully into a situation where somebody's going to disrespect you. Because my husband, if he's the only guy with us, is going to step up. He's not about to let you all be disrespected. He's not going to watch you fight no dude.
Yeah.
He's going to be the one to step up.
And that had to be a warning because we had one of our homegirls.
And we're going to get to that. No, we're going to get to, are you talking about a little bit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you can go ahead.
Yeah, she would get herself in this, like she would purposefully just say just the craziest stuff to people. She would be in my car. We'd all be going somewhere. It was one night. And it was this truck beside us full of dudes. And she yelled out, I don't know what she yelled out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking like, and this is like not the first time it happened. So I literally put the window down and I'm like, no, that wasn't the incident. That's when I'm like, dude, shut up. What are you doing?
Yes.
Like, don't ever do that type of stuff.
Because
she would, like, every time we went out, she'd just say cash crazy stuff. So one time we was at this bar.
Yes.
And this dude was walking past and I don't know, I can't remember what she said to him. And he turns around, he's like, what? And she steps behind me, and I step move. I'm like, it was her. And I walk off. Because I'm like, you can't keep putting me in these positions.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to let nobody disrespect you. However, if this dude decides to cuss you out and pour his drink on you, I'm good with that.
Right.
Like,
right.
This time, I'm going to be good with that. Because you keep putting me in these situations.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't have a, this is not a rent-a-husband. Like, this is my husband, and he's not about to be out here.
Yeah, they my friends. I ain't going to let nothing happen to nobody I care about. But I'm like, you ain't going to be purposely putting me, just because you know you protected, putting me in these positions.
Nah. Right. And also, I'm not sure in her situation, she was probably fully aware, like, ain't nothing gonna happen because Marcus is here. But I know in some of my other friends' situation, I don't think they were thinking.
Yeah, a lot of them, sometimes of they think,
I can defend myself.
Yeah,
it's
fine. They weren't putting me in that position. They didn't realize they were putting me in that position.
Right, because they were like,
things. It's like, no, this is how I'm gonna react.
And I will defend myself. Like, yeah. And they're like, I can defend myself. And I'm like, I'm fully aware that you can. But you're not understanding that there's no way that my husband, who was raised by a man, okay, is going to allow somebody he calls his friend that is a female to actually fight another dude. That's just not about to happen without him jumping in, pretty much. So there was my first glimpse of, okay, I have to be very careful about what I tell him when somebody disrespects me, because this is not going to be a situation of him going, well, Angel, it's fine. Just don't even worry about it. Like, it's not a big deal.
And literally, I always have to be like, no, what happened, though? What was said? Who said what? You're lying to me.
So fast forward. This is while he was still living in Kentucky. So now fast forward to him. He's moved out here. Okay, so now we're engaged. He lives out here in California. We take ourselves to, was it Applebee's? Yes, we take ourselves to Applebee's, and we are just having a good old time. But when we walk in, there's a table full of dudes.
Yeah, it's like, it was every seat, so it was eight dudes.
Table full of dudes. I'm not paying no attention. I walk in, Marcus walks in.
As soon as we get there, so we walk past the table, and they like looking and commenting, like, not to each other. They're like, you can hear their comments. I can hear their comments.
I mean, this is when I was built like Meg the Stallion, okay? So just beware, the body was right. That's how I got it moved all the way out here to California.
Yeah, because she's built like an old sprinter, like a Jamaican sprinter.
Okay, booty Jamaican was sprint team.
Anyway, so like I see him looking and I don't really care. I'm like, all right, yeah. Mm. I know she's fine. It's cool. But then, they keep looking. You look too long.
No. I got up to go to the bathroom.
We were going to sit down.
Okay.
So they looking and turning around and everything. I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, I'm ignoring it. I don't care. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
So sitting down, we talking or whatever. So we halfway through the meal or whatever. So Angel gets up and goes to the bathroom. And she's walking past the table. And now they still going. And they know. I'm like, my back is to them. I'm like, I hear everything that y'all saying, and y'all purposefully, like, not whispering. Y'all making it known that you are making comments. So the fuse is already lit. I'm like, all right.
Yeah,
before we get up out of here, before they leave.
Yes.
Something's going to get said.
So I come back and sit down. Now, we at Applebee's. So obviously, one, we're still in our 20s because we're at Applebee's. And two, we are drunk because why else would you go to Applebee's? Yes, I was, because I had the souvenir glass. I had the drink.
You had that big, that massive bowl.
Yes, I had the big old like glass in.
Yeah, I was drunk, because otherwise, if I was sober, it would have went completely
right.
Different.
So, here was the deal.
I wasn't drunk. I was tipsy.
I wanted to steal the glass.
Let's go back to that history a little bit. So. Actually, we still got some of those glasses. Hey. Back in high school, we used to go to Applebee's a lot.
This is him.
I didn't even know Angel then. So we would always go to Applebee's, and one of our things is they used to have these Coca-Cola glasses. And let's just say hypothetically, we used to take the glasses all the time. To the point to where I may even have a full like 8 set of Coca-Cola glasses in our cabinet right now.
Ridiculous.
It was just because we used to get Long Island iced teas.
Oh God! You definitely
high school and college Long Island iced teas.
Wait a minute!
In
high school, you were able to order.
No, this is after that. No. I mean, there, because I was 21.
I was like, what?
You used to get Long Beach teas and Long Island iced teas, and that's what they came in. So we would just take them. And then it was one drink you used to get, and it was massive. The glass was really big, and we used to get those too. So Angel had the souvenir glass, and there was one other glass that wasn't a souvenir that we was getting.
And I was like, when he told me that he used to take the well, now they were all in our apartment. So I knew he, like, I see all these Coca-Cola glasses. And I was like, you used to take the glasses? He's like, yeah. And I was like,
this is all, you know, a fictitious story, y'all. We ain't actually steal nothing.
So I was like, I want to take a glass. And they were blue. They were kind of cute. They were like perfect for like a little like frozen blended drink. So when we leave, like I said, I'm like good and tipsy. I am trying to rush out because I don't want them to see me.
Angel, I'm like, you go ahead and go.
Well, no, and you would know. First, you'd be like, don't rush out. That's how they going to know that you still in the glass. You got to walk. Like, I'm not a thief.
She's coming out of way too hot. Like, what are you doing?
Because I...
Have you not stolen? You ain't never stolen.
Yes,
before,
I was a good girl. You the one who came and tried to dirty me up.
No, you was dirty.
So I am like, no, I'm not walking fast. I have a target on my back. They're going to know. So I'm rushing out of Applebee's and I get into the car because I'm just like, okay, now Mark, because were we taking two glasses? Were you taking one glass?
No, you were taking one.
Okay. So I
get, just her, y'all.
So I get in the car and I'm sitting there waiting for him. And I'm like, oh man, Marcus must have got caught. They must be talking to him about, we saw your girlfriend take the glass. Now pay for the glass. Right. So this... Tell them what was happening, but what wasn't happening in my mind. What was really happening?
Getting up, leaving. I'm already having my mind to talk to these dudes. So as she's leaving, they commenting again. So I'd already prepared myself to approach this table. So I go over, put my hands on the table. I'm like, look, I heard everything y'all said about my girl. I said, this time, I'm going to take it as a compliment. I said, however, moving forward, you might want to be a little careful, choose your words wisely and how loud you are when you're talking about somebody's girl, because otherwise I'd just be ready to jump across this table and take all of y'all on. So then the dude at the opposite end of the table, so I'm at the top of the table, he's all the way at the opposite end, he hits me, he's like, man, what you talking about? I said, shut up, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So by then, I'm already like mapping out what I'm going to do, because I'm like, they going to get me, but two of them going to regret it. Two of these dudes is going to be like, it wasn't worth it. We should have left them alone. The rest of them, the others, six. It was eight. Yeah, six of them. They're going to be like, no, it was worth it. But anyway, so because he's the loud one, I'm like, that's the one I'm going at. So I'm like, look, you know, I heard what you were saying, heard what you was doing. That's why the accent was real thick. They probably
real
didn't
country.
Understand what I was saying.
Right.
But I'm like, you know, it was just real disrespectful. I said, like I said, this time I'm going to take it as a compliment. However, something like it happened again, this is going to be a completely different conversation. In so many words, that's what I said.
Table full of black dudes.
So then I'm turning around. And I'm like, that's my thing. I'm like, please somebody say something crazy because then it's on. I done already gave you my warning. So as I'm walking, one dude actually apologized. No, you know, it was all bad or whatever. The rest of them didn't say nothing. So as I'm walking off, Angel's coming back in. Or as I'm leaving out the restaurant, Angel's coming back in. She was like, what was you doing? What happened? So that's when I explained to her what was going on.
No, I didn't come back in. No, I didn't find out until you
came. I thought you was coming back in.
No, I was. Oh. I thought that the police had got you. I wasn't going.
She wasn't coming back?
No,
somebody
got to bail you out. No, when you got to the car, I was like, what happened?
Yeah, what happened? And so that's when I explained to her what was going on. So Nuck of You Buck over here is like, let's go back in there.
I was like, you got to tell me when you're going to do this type of stuff because I will have your back, okay? I will be in there throwing chairs.
Yeah, throwing chairs. So all I need is me trying to handle these dudes and one of them punching her in the face. Now I can't focus on who I'm trying to give it to because he's over here.
Just knocking me all across tables.
So I told her, all I need her is breaking glass and jabbing. That's all I need you doing.
So now I realize that. So that let me know, okay, whenever there's been a situation that has like piqued Marcus's anger a little bit, I can't leave without him. I have to leave with him because I don't know what he's going to do after I leave.
I'm like, a reasonable, sensible person.
I have to either leave after him or with him, but not before him. So that was like, okay, no more of this. So fast forward. So this is, like I said, we're still in our 20s and no children. I don't even think we were married yet. We were just engaged.
Yeah, we was engaged.
So fast forward to, we don't have the twins yet. We only have little Marcus. He's probably like 3 years old. We're going out with our friends. And this I actually vlogged about. I didn't vlog the scenario because I didn't have my camera on me, but I talked about it in like a talking head video on this channel.
At the parking lot?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So we all go out. It's a gang of us that go out. It's
Yeah, we in like two different videos.
It was
two or three.
For your birthday. No? Was that for your birthday? It was me, Marcus, our friend Wendell, our girlfriend Marquita, CJ and her husband, that's the reason why I think it was your birthday. CJ and her husband had also come out. Yeah, we go, yeah. they had missed the situation. She said, I should have known something was going to pop out. So we go to this little like lounge where they play music. They have like a bar. And I want to say it was Marcus's birthday. I can't remember. I don't know what the occasion was, but we were like, we're all going out. So as when we get there, we hear this couple bickering on the out, like as we're about to walk in. And so, you know, nobody's really paying attention, but we hear it happen because they're loud. Then when we get ready to leave, this same couple, as well as a couple of other people, yeah, are like
two couples.
Yeah.
And one like a fifth wheel.
And so they're like arguing loud. It was their race doesn't matter in this, but I'm going to say it anyways. They were Latino people. So they're arguing in the parking lot and they're already kind of irritated at us because they can tell we're ear hustling. Like, you know, they're just like, leave us alone. But I'm like, this is entertaining. Like, I don't know what else to tell you because you all are losing your minds.
Right. So I don't know how we ended up getting so far away from them because we were driving past when we saw them. Oh no, we went to the parking lot because they were actually fighting. Like the two dudes were like fist fighting, like throwing down in the parking lot.
Right.
So we go into the parking lot and we park. We like got our popcorn. Yes. Like, this is good.
That's when they were mad because we parked and we watching like,
leave us alone. Like we haven't said anything to y'all. Right. We ain't taking pictures. We should be videoing this.
Exactly. But y'all out here acting fools and we are here for it.
And it's a caravan of us. It's like three different car full of
No. It's just me and you were the only ones in the parking lot. Wendell and them had already pulled out.
They were pulled out, but they were circling around because they could see the fight too.
Yes. And then our other friends had went to a gas station, so they didn't realize anything was happening. So now we're like done. It's like, okay, let's go home. So me and you are pulling out of the, I'm driving because we're in my Corolla at the time. That's what I had, my beautiful Corolla. We're pulling out of the parking lot and there's a light. So I'm stopped there because I can't pull all the way out. We see our friend Wendell's car is on the street. We're about to turn on and they are like stopped. And the dude is arguing again with someone or getting ready to get in a fight. And my girlfriend, Marquita, decides to get out of the car and tell him, sir, you need to calm down. This is your behavior is unacceptable.
We hear her saying this. We like.
So we're yelling. I roll down the window and I'm like, Marquita, get back in the car. That's what I'm yelling to her. Get back. So we're not even paying attention to the man. Yeah. We're paying attention to the fact, like, why are you talking?
Like, what made you say anything to them? The people arguing and fighting think that Angel is talking to them.
Right. Specifically this one drunk man. And he begins to yell at me. And I was like, I wasn't talking to you. And now he's charging my car. He's running up the sidewalk to my car. Now, he doesn't realize that Marcus is on the other side of me, but that doesn't even matter to me because I'm like, I'm about to get in a fight today and I'm excited.
Angel hops out the car and it's not even in park.
Not in park. It was still in drive, rolling out into the intersection because both of us actually hop out of the car.
I see him coming. I'm like, game on.
We both are jumping out of a car that has not been put in park and like, what's so funny is I get out of the car. Marcus is already beside me. He had to walk around the car to get beside me. And I'm not moving slow. But that's how fast he was moving. So I'm like, who are you talking? Because he's like really like rolling up. I'm like, hold up. You know, saying more than the words that I'm saying right now. Who are you talking to? And Marcus is like, Angel, get the car. Because it's
the car is gone. The car is like, all right, I'll meet y'all at the house.
Like, if it keeps going, it's going to run into a building. And I'm like, God dang it. Because I'm like, I don't want to miss this. If we fighting, I'm getting the first punch.
So then I'm just walking fast into the dude, like pushing him back.
Right.
Or whatever. So by that time, my friend Wendell, he comes up. And I'm like yelling all kinds of stuff like, you want to go? Let's go. You know, who you running up on?
What was Wendell saying?
Wendell saying, you better know Jesus.
Yes, that's what Wendell said.
You better know Jesus.
That's what he said. You better know Jesus. You better know Jesus.
And I'm thinking, what? I'm sure that threw the dude off too. But Wendell, he was just maybe an inch shorter than me, yes, but like three times as wide. So Wendell was nice, healthy, black dude, enormous. So as I decided, okay, I'm going to go ahead and this is the dude that got whooped by his friend earlier.
Yes.
Like got drugged dusted all through the bushes. Mm-hmm. We saw it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, I'm about to give him his second fade for the night. Mm-hmm. Soon as I make that decision, whoop, lights, police, blue cherries and berries, police. So they start walking off.
And then you want to see the bitch come out of me, police show up. Angel turns into,
I turned into the biggest victim. When I tell you a cop pulled up, and I already know what it looked like. Like me and Wendell out here, we large.
Yeah, all these black folks, black and brown people.
Yeah, black and brown, that's all it was. Cops pulled up and I'm like, Mr. Officer, there was a confrontation between two gentlemen. One of them was walking down the street with his shirt off. The other one confronted us. He attempted to kick my wife's car.
Yeah.
He was very belligerent. He was wild.
He's trying to fight us. He's extremely intoxicated.
They went that way. I don't know what his problem is, but he approached my wife. I'm telling you.
So proper. Because I'm like, Marcus, get in the car because they still might shoot you with your proper talking ass. I'm like, get in the car. Because the dude that was charging me, he hasn't retreated. He's still there. And he's actually still talking crap to me. Right. And the police are like, sir, go back to your car. He's like, what you going to? I'm a fireman in Orange County. You
paramedic.
Oh, yeah. EMT.
They're probably going to see this.
I'm an EMT in Orange County. And they're like, sir, get away from car. He's yelling.
The cops are trying to give him a pass. Like, sir, calm down. We deal with drunk people all night. Just go home.
And I was like, I'm not talking to you quick enough.
We're like,
yeah, I'm trying to actually drive, but he's now in front of my car yelling, what you going to do? I'm an EMT. Yeah. Yelling at my car.
He's loud now the cops are there.
And I said, I'm not talking to you. I'm yelling back. I'm not talking to you. And finally, the cops went ahead and handcuffed him because he just would not
chest on the hood
comply. I was like, oh, well, that's what he gets. See, he had this liquid courage that's about to have him sitting in jail.
And what was it, like 2 weeks later, y'all saw her working at the soup kitchen? The girl?
I did see her. At the soup plantation.
Soup plantation.
I was like, when you said soup kitchen, I thought like helping the homeless. And I was like, where was I helping the homeless? Yes, saw her at the soup plantation. I surely did see that girl. The girl he was with.
Leave us alone.
So that was an instance where it was just like, oh, we're about to fight. And the only thing that probably stopped, I mean, the cops
showed up. Like, if they showed up 3 seconds later,
it would have been.
I would have been arrested because I was already done with that dude.
Yeah, because he was the type, as you can see, if the cops couldn't calm him down, there was no way that us being like, no, who are you talking to? He was going to be ready to go ahead and fight. And so we were ready. He was not taller than me. I mean,
he was shorter than you. Angel could have took him, but I wasn't going to let that happen.
Oh, you were going to let me get some licks in.
Yeah, you would have got licks in, but you wasn't going to fight him one-on-one.
I would have been stomping him. I would have had a great
time. Get in there,
babe.
Get in there. Get them ribs.
You better know.
No, girl, your fist ain't tight enough. Yeah, you better know.
So I had to have a conversation. She's going to be mad that I have mentioned her name so many times in this podcast and gave her no anonymity.
She'd be all right.
She didn't. I called her afterwards, my girlfriend, who...
Because she's the only reason any of that happened.
Right, because we were literally leaving. Like, we were done with the folk. It was just like,
and
oh,
I'm
well.
Like, Wendell, why did you stop and let her talk to me?
Right, we were like, what? She was like, girl, I could have taken him. I said, I'm sure of it. I'm sure you could have body slammed him with no problem. He would have been unconscious. However, you have to understand, you don't have a guy friend here with you, like, or someone you're in a relationship with that is with you in this moment. So my husband is not about to allow you to have to defend yourself in that way. And that was a situation that didn't have to happen if you weren't out here trying to recruit people to the Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And she was like, you know what, Angel? She said, you blessed me with that right there. She understood where I was coming from because truly, I don't think, like, I, as his girlfriend, at that time I was his wife, but I, as his girlfriend, immediately knew there are certain things that it's not worth me getting his blood pressure up on and getting him in the mood to fight folk. So there are certain things I won't even mention to him. If somebody says something disrespectful to me in the club or when we're out, if it's not something that I can't brush off, then I'll say something. But if it's something that I can just be like, oh, that person's ignorant, I'm not going to mention it, because I know that he escalates quicker than I do when it comes to me. So I was like, y'all are not about to be put, if anybody's going to get this, if I am not willing to allow him to get in fights for small things, you all are not about to be putting him in the position.
You sound like an unleashed dog over
here. Yeah. Like, look, yeah, that's, but that's what you want.
Take him off the leash. You got to keep him on. Don't let anybody get within 10 feet of him.
Right. But
keep,
I mean,
the muzzle on him.
I don't know. Let me know, ladies, most of our listeners are women. Is that not the type of dude that you want? You want the dude that will defend your honor regardless of the situation, that doesn't care.
Oh, yeah,
care.
I ain't gonna be dead wrong. I'm gonna act a goddamn fool. And then I'll be like, what was you thinking?
Right. He doesn't care the amount of people. He doesn't care where the situation is. He is always willing and ready to defend my honor. But with that,
scoot a couple of years down the road.
What happened?
Vegas.
What happened in Vegas?
So we're in Vegas.
I remember the
we
dude
just
with
got
the hair.
To Vegas. We actually ended up running into some people we know from Kentucky in Vegas. So we're sitting there talking to them.
Oh.
And there's this group of chicks walking past. And they're like very just very obviously drunk. Like, you can just see the drunkenness.
It's
in
three
their walk,
white girls.
In their eyes.
Very drunk white girls.
Four.
I thought it was only three.
Yeah, you've only focused on three. There was four.
Okay.
The fourth one was quiet. Mm-hmm. So they're walking past, and one of them says something to me like, hey, sexy, or something like that.
And I say, keep it moving.
Yeah, and just like, keep it moving. And I ain't paying no attention. I'm like, yeah, whatever. So I keep walking. So the girl then purposes like, I don't know if she blew me a kiss or like winked at me and pointed or whatever.
She was doing the most. She was trying to thirst trap with a little nasty ass.
This
and
is
I
like she's
like,
doing that for fun, because she realized, all right, that ain't happening, but let me keep having my fun.
I was like, keep it moving.
So Angel's already like, nah, I'm like, come on, let's just go. Let's not even pay no attention to these chicks. So we go, we talk to the people that we know, and I look and I'm just like, where's Angel?
Mm-hmm. Where's Angel?
Where is Angel? So I look over. So Angel's at the table, and she's standing over the table, and Angel's doing some head movement, talking
out
of neck and
I'm at the table where the girls have sat. The girls
have
walked past,
and they've gone
to a
restaurant
to sit
down. This is probably like 10 minutes later. The girls are sitting down, and I look over, and I see Angel. This is like all the way across a casino. I see Angel's finger going, and her head moving, and her finger is all in the girl's face, and I'm like, oh, my God. So I hurry up and get over. Did you leave before I got over there? I just saw the look on their faces. It was like, Armageddon just started happening, because they weren't saying anything. They were just sitting there with this look on their face like, oh my God.
The girl was like, what? I was like, B, you hear me? Don't act like you don't know what you did. You're disrespectful. Because it really was like, okay, listen, I find my husband very attractive, very sexy. I tell him that all the time. And he's tall, so he really stands out. So I understand if someone, if y'all could see him, if you're watching this on YouTube, you see his big goofy grin. I can understand a female commenting on his looks, a female even trying to get his attention. I get it. I'm not oblivious of when you think somebody's sexy, that there might be other people who also think that he's attractive. But when I make you acknowledge that I am there as his wife, because I'm like, keep it moving. She can literally see that I'm claiming him. I'm only 2 seconds short of like pissing on his legs so that she knows he's marked by me. But then when you purposefully, and keeps on, she's like taunting me on purpose. And we're in Vegas. See, this is the problem. All this surrounds alcohol. Almost all of these stories.
Not because of us. There's other people.
So we in Vegas.
The alcohol is what keeps me from putting my hands on people all these many times.
We've already been drinking. So like, my tolerance, I think, gets shorter when I've had a couple
of
drinks.
See, mine gets longer.
So I'm like, no, like, you think this is cute. You think this is funny. You're not about to disrespect me just because you think, oh, I am just this cute little white girl. And she wasn't really that cute. She was not the type of chick that he would go for anyway. But I was like, oh, you think this is funny? Because
I was out there looking for them cute ones.
Don't make me slap you here in this podcast. So, yeah, I charged over to that table. There wasn't nobody with me. No, nah. BJ had to come get you. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. BJ was like, hey.
Because you and Tor went to go talk to their family.
And Tor went to the bathroom. Tor was gone.
Oh, yeah, because Tor was
gone. Because I didn't see either one of them. And I'm just like, I didn't think anything of it. Like, oh, they gone somewhere. Tor's at the bathroom. I'm sitting there. And BJ's like, hey, you might want to go over and get Angel. And I'm like, what? He's like, she's over there. And I look and I was like, oh, no.
That was me, myself, and I. And I was like, I will. And I was in good shape. Okay. I was in good, been working out. I was strong. So I knew, oh, I can take all these broads. I can, their bodies is real sloppy. I got this.
Real frail.
Yeah. I can punch a couple of them in the guts. They're going to throw up everything they had. Like,
so,
truly. Yeah.
So then Tora comes out of the bathroom and she's like, she's mad now. She was like, girl, why do you get me?
She's like, you know, I'm ready.
That's my family. Last thing we want is some Sanfords out in Vegas going crazy. Yes, I just said y'all's last name, but that's my family. So yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm so glad Tora wasn't there.
Tell me this. Why didn't you? Yeah.
You got to let me know.
And it was a Friday, so I would have been in jail all through the weekend. But I learned from the best. I learned from him. I didn't have that short fuse before.
Yeah, you did.
I was passive aggressive, like leaning that. On the passive side. I learned that. That sounds just like you going over to a table, pointing in people's faces, telling them to shut up, calling them all types of names. That is quintessential Marcus Anthony Tanksley the First.
Not.
Yeah. Yeah. And then obviously the story we told you.
There's a few instances in between there, like the amusement park, the little boy cutting line. That wasn't me.
Oh.
This little boy.
That was the same
cut
night.
Cut line.
I think that was the same. Was that the same night or was that your birthday like a few years back? Was that the same one as the DJ instance?
Yeah, we was at Six Flags. The same day.
It was that. Okay, so it was back
so
when we
were
dating.
At least I was trying to get at a grown man. This little boy.
I was about to beat the
cut line. That 12-year-old boy. Right before getting on. We was like the second back from getting on the roller coaster. And this little boy, I think he was with his family and left and then came back. I don't know what the thing was. But Angel's like, why are you just going to cut line? I mean, she.
We have been in line for too long.
She's losing her mind. And
Marcus
I'm laughing.
Marcus is laughing, which is only pissing me off even more.
I'm like, I can't believe.
Oh, yeah. I was about to ruin that little kid's night.
And I'm like, Angel.
Because
everybody in the line is looking at us. And it's like, I can't reason with Angel at this point.
Listen, when you've been in line that long, you don't care who it is. You do not care. It could have been Michelle and Barack.
Don't put that on me.
Keep behind me. No. You had already started it, though, with that DJ. That's what that was.
Nah,
and then you either, no, because that's what you said. You were like, you didn't tell me the truth about the DJ, so no, you ain't getting ready to be able to fight this little boy.
You weren't going to be able to fight the little boy, no way. I ain't going to let you fight nobody's baby like that.
He was about to get fought over that ride. Yes, he was. I was
poor
tired.
Boy.
My feet was tired.
He was just like, no, my. He was trying to explain. He couldn't get a
word
in. I didn't
want to hear it. He should have got behind me. That's what he should. He should have got behind you. Going to cut in front of me. What is
Angel
this?
Angel out there with her belly out.
I looked good. My stomach was out.
And what I don't know. It's been a few.
It's been quite a few.
That's just the ones that like stood out. But there's always something just sprinkled in there.
And it is a dynamic in our relationship that I actually appreciate. I praise God that we've never gone to jail. None of these things have ever turned into actual physical altercations some way or another.
We've tried. Simple as that. We have tried.
Some way or another, the people who...
Oh, there was a one I thought I saw. I was going to see Aleem flip. We was at that club and those dudes were smoking behind us.
I was there?
Yeah, you was there. And I told them, I was like, hey, I'm an EJ. Because there was like no smoking in the club. And they was behind us like smoking either cigarettes or weed.
Oh, well.
And I'm just like, hey, I need y'all to put that out.
You know it's.
And then the bouncer came over and told them put it out. And then they lit it back up. And I walked over there. And that's when Aleem showed up. It was like, what's the problem? I'm like, no. I got it. Stop. Come, please, Aleem. I don't need you out here.
When you have short, and I don't have a short fuse. My sisters might say, yeah, right. No, I'm not Daisy. I'm not that sister.
Yeah, if you compare it to your sisters, Daisy is crazy, y'all.
Yeah, I'm not.
She's gonna hear this, and I just want her to hear that I call her crazy. So Daisy is like a tier. Is Daisy has the shortest fuse, and she's the shortest.
You're
and
so
then
stupid.
There's Jackie. Melissa, it'll just go to tears. So she don't really. It's Daisy, Jackie, and Angel.
See, and I'm at the
However,
bottom. Melissa's probably
relatively.
Enemy.
When you're talking,
what you don't what
is not as short as Daisy's.
Yes.
But that's like saying, yeah, I'm kind of tall. I ain't as tall as Shaq. But you're still 7 foot.
No. Usually this is what I like to do. I like to.
My temper ain't as short as Pete's.
Right. No, well, you really can't compare with your family. Listen, his sister is the worst. Now, that's a bra that you don't want.
It just goes from flame to gunpowder. Like, there's no fuse in between.
That's somebody I would never want to try. I'm just going to be that punk in the situation and be like, you know what? You're right.
They was in Vegas during Angel's bachelorette party. And my sister's out there punking the bouncers.
I was like, it was like a bouncer and a club owner. And I wanted to be like, hey, guys, this is not what you all want. Please leave my sister-in-law alone because you all are going to get embarrassed in front of all of these people out here in this lovely establishment.
But. I mean, yeah.
See, I like to usually assess the situation, check myself before I go at it. And I feel like...
That's what happened last night with me. It's like a maturity level.
Yes, that is exactly.
Because that was like, it could have been the girls that threw the lemon. Like, I don't know.
And we're about to close this out. I hope you all enjoyed this longer podcast.
But, let us know if y'all did or not.
Because
we should say it at the top. Like, if you didn't get it through this, go ahead and comment now.
But that is what I noticed, is that when Marcus was like, the only reason why I didn't do anything to him is because I didn't know whether or not he really did it. The Marcus that I started dating would have just went ahead and been like, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'll apologize later.
Horizontal to the floor, perpendicular to the floor. I mean, parallel to the floor, just flying at him.
Yeah.
Diving over table.
Yeah. Right. That's the guy that
just
I
just putting
started
in work
dating.
On him ribs. That's
but I do appreciate it. And I hope your road rage has gotten better as well, because now that we have 4 kids,
yeah.
I do think about like what things could I have stepped away from. In order to make sure that they have a mother or a father to raise them.
Them at one car, the ones that rode them called us stupid.
I don't remember.
You remember them girls? It's like, what are you doing, stupid? I think she got us confused with a different car when I hit my Audi. And I was trying to get out of the car. And Angel, she was smart because she was holding the seatbelt so I couldn't get it open. Because I'm trying my best to get it. Because the girls pulled up, said something crazy. And then they got caught at the light, so now they're beside us. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, and it's summertime, windows are down, so I'm calling all kinds of stuff, and I'm trying my best to get out that car because she was going to be missing all her mirrors and door handles in the morning.
Let me tell you, this is another situation to let you all know who this man is. I forgot, this is the day he moved out. Day one. No, I'm telling this story. We're driving down Sepulveda Boulevard, which is a big street in the valley, and this truck, I do believe it was like a burnt
a
red
Toyota,
truck.
Toyota Tacoma,
they,
80s model.
They are trying to come out of a parking lot and drive across all the oncoming lanes of traffic and then
seven lanes they're going across.
Getting into the lanes of traffic that are going north. If north is the direction, I don't know. Is it north? Yeah. They want to get into the lanes of traffic going north, and we're going north. Obviously, we have the right of way because we're already on the street. So we pass them, and then they have to drive behind us, like drive behind us to get into the lanes going north. Well, they get pissed off, and they roll down their window, and they call us a racial slur. This is literally.
It says go home.
This is literally. Marcus's first night in California as a resident.
I had not been in California for 24 hours yet.
He goes for my change.
Quarters, dimes, nickels, pennies.
The console of my car and hums it at these people's faces.
Because I saw it happening. I saw him pulling up beside us and I was like, he's going to say something real stupid. So I went ahead and grabbed the change. He said, go on. He didn't get out the entire slur yet. And it was just, he had it. 325 all to the grill.
I mean, he threw it so fast. And so then when I hypothetically do it to someone years later.
You got a temper. There's something wrong with you.
No, I learned it from you. But the police got called on me, hypothetically. And I had to hypothetically go, what are you talking about? Anyways, if you have any similar stories, please, we want to hear them. Counseling. Please make sure. We do. We need therapy. You need therapy. Please let us know in the comments. You can also tweet them to me. If you and your significant other have any, like, we about
give
to go out.
Give us some Bonnie and Clyde stories.
Bonnie
y'all.
And Clyde stories.
Ride or die for each other. Ain't no dying. You just ride.
We gonna ride. When we gonna bust
she
these
ride,
caps.
She drives, I shoot. Yeah. Or I drive and she shoots. Ain't no dying.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Let us know if you got any Bonnie or Clyde stories.
Well, let us know if you just mature enough to walk away from those situations as you should be.
There's most people are actually. I think no, most people
like
go.
Select few is like, no, they ignorant enough to get into a couple fight.
I think Donna and Mike, they're probably one of those select few that are like, we're not gonna, this is just too much to deal with. And we're like, let's deal with it, right? God dang go now. So anyways, let us know. Again, if you.
As you hear these situations, we don't start.
No.
That's one thing I don't do. I never go looking for trouble.
I don't feel like we start them at all. I don't.
Marquita started that one, though.
Come on. We did irritate those people first. That's the only one I'll give credit to.
But everybody was watching. We just got front row seats.
Yeah, we did. We were obnoxious. All right. Please make sure you come back in 2 weeks to hear our next podcast. You can watch this on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV. Also, please rate us across any platform you're on because it helps us to be more discoverable to new members of the family. That's what we call the people who follow and listen to us.
What? Serene Angel's voice is right now.
Thank you.
Make sure you like and subscribe.
Oh, I am a voice actor, a voice over actor, so I know how to change the temperature of my voice. But yes, also please follow us on all social media platforms. If you have any suggestions of what you
Speak
would
up,
like
girl, so they can hear you.
They can hear me. If you have all any right. suggestions of what you would like for us to talk about, please also leave them either in the comments, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, on whatever platform you're listening to us on. And let us know what platform you're listening
Absolutely.
To us
and
on.
And stay tuned. We got some merchandise coming.
We do. It's soon. Coming out really soon. I just finished designing it. So hopefully we'll be able to start the campaign very soon. All right, you guys.
And ladies, get your man some man shit.
Get him. Come on. You want him to have this beard like my baby. Oh, yes. I'm about to grab his thing. Come on now. We got to get up off of here. All right. You all be blessed, and we'll talk to you all on 2 Wednesdays. Make sure you check out our vlogs on That Chick Angel TV and my baby and postpartum updates as well. And follow Marcus on Marcus Ain't on the Gram. Y'all be blessed.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye.